Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, I want to talk to you about appreciation, gratitude, and specialization. Let me repeat that. Appreciation, gratitude, and specialization. So, I noticed that in business and with a lot of my partners, there's always a battle between should I be this or should I be that? So, for example, real estate, some people say, should I be an investor or should I be a realtor? In digital marketing, some people say, should I promote other people's systems or should I just do mine? And I noticed that these three things are missing in those questions, okay? The reason why people ask those questions is because those three things are missing. And please give me a minute, 60 seconds, maybe a little bit more, to explain what I mean. So appreciation, gratitude, essentially same thing, and specialization, okay? Generally speaking, in this business, there's no one thing that's really better than the other, okay? Now, if there's anything close to that, it's because you enjoy one thing more than the other, okay? So that's true. You may enjoy one aspect of the business than the other. And by all means, you should focus on what you enjoy. Very, very simple. As usual, right? Focus on what you enjoy. If what you enjoy is walking around in the sun in summer trying to appraise houses, just focus on that. Build a team around it. You can build a business around that, okay? If what you enjoy is a realtor, staging a house, listing a house, staging a house, and getting it sold in record times, if you enjoy that game, please, by all means, focus on that. There are realtors out there making $2-3 million a year. Of course, an average realtor is making less than $8,000 per year. Most realtors are making $0, right? But that's not just statistics with realtors. It's the same thing with digital marketers. Most of them are making $0. It's the same thing with investors or quote-unquote people that want to be investors, Most of them are making $0. And the average is, okay, in any business, okay? So with that being said, you need appreciation for every aspect of the business. You need to appreciate every aspect of the business. And when you do that, you don't just say, no, I don't do that. You may not do it, but you have people in your team that does it. Okay? And that's part of appreciation in business. I feel like if you don't have appreciation at a top notch for everything you see in business, regardless of what it is, even if it's a struggle, even if it's a obstacle in front of you, even if it's a failure, every single failure you have in your business, you must appreciate it. If you don't appreciate it, it will depreciate your business. Let me repeat that. Okay? All the negative things that can happen in your business, if you do not appreciate it for what it is and learn from it, which is appreciating it, it will depreciate your business. Have you ever heard this saying before that what you don't know can kill you? Yes. That's one of those things right there. What you don't know can absolutely kill you. That doesn't mean you should go out there and start learning everything about every aspect of the business, either digital marketing or real estate or whatever you do, right? Doesn't mean you should go out there and try to learn everything or be a jack of all trades, master of none. That's not what I'm asking you to do. What I'm saying is appreciate it. Understand the importance of it, right? Understand why you need somebody on your team that knows how to do that. Understand why you need somebody on your team that knows how to do digital marketing. Understands why you need someone on your team that can get your mailing, your direct mailing, and everything optimized for you, okay? And pretty much the whole process in your business. And then, of course, you want to focus in personally what you spend your personal time. Your personal time is what, 24 hours in a day? That's about it. You sleep about one third of that if you're sleeping properly, right? Unlike me, right? But essentially, you're going to play the other one third. You're going to have maybe 10 hours, 11 hours to work per day. You need to focus that limited amount of time on things you only enjoy. And have everybody else on your team, either virtual team or physical team or whatever it is, or people that are partners or mentorship, people in your circle, have them do everything else. Get a kickback. If you can't get a kickback, the kickback could be just a simple relationship building. You could pass a referral on to somebody else just for the sake of building a relationship with that person because you never know. And the future will come and when you will need to use these things. Does that make sense? So that's what I have for you on this episode. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. And I will see you on the next episode. Peace. Discover how to make $5,000 to $82,000 per month from flipping real estate in your backyard, even if you're on a shoestring low budget. No cash, credit, or experience required. Just simply go to www.reflipcoach.com. Hey, do you want my steps to six-figure PDF? Do you want that? Do you want my free ebook on how to make six figures income in simple steps? Simply go to networkmarketing2show.com. Networkmarketing2show.com.